Movie Mom. Nell Minow is back for part two of our watch list this summer. Got a whole bunch of movies. And I was talking to Nell before we went on the air. There's a plethora of movies out there that opened during the summer that went on to be big, huge blockbusters. And it all started with Jaws, Steven Spielberg.
That's right. By the way, if you have not watched the documentary that's streaming about John Williams, the guy who wrote all the music for Indiana Jones, for Star Wars, for all the Spielberg movies, E.T., you know, watch that, because the moment where Steven Spielberg tells the story about hearing that Jaws theme for the first time is absolutely wonderful. It's a great movie.
Everybody knows that. And it became such a movie with parody. Everybody uses that in comedy bits.
Yeah.
Because it's so recognizable. By the way, I had a little interesting trivia bit. That little kid, do you remember the kid with the fake fin? Remember him and his brother there?
Oh, sure.
Sort of big thing. That kid with the fake fin is now the chief of police in Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, is that right?
He's the real Chief Brody.
That's awesome. I'm sure that he's a lot more effective than Chief Brody.
Yeah. Isn't that strange that that would happen? Okay, where we left off last time, the superhero category of movies coming out this summer. Let's start off with the best superhero ever. I was growing up watching The Adventures of Superman on TV, and then he came to the movies, and he's still flying high. Let's talk about Superman.
I'm with you. He's my all-time favorite superhero. You cannot beat Superman. And we got a new Superman this time named David Cornsweet. He's got the little curl on his forehead that is somehow no one realizes that he's really Clark Kent because he's got different hair. And Rachel Brosnahan from Mrs. Maisel plays Lois Lane. And it looks very, very good. You know what I'm excited about? Two things that I loved from the comics when I was growing up. About Superman are in this movie, Krypto, the Superdog.
Yes.
And the Fortress of Solitude are both in this movie. So I'm very, very excited about it. It looks really good.
People forget that Marlon Brando was in the original Superman movie.
He played Jor-El.
Yeah.
He played Superman's father. And don't you remember he got paid some gigantic amount for one day of work or 2 days of work? By the way, I always say with superhero movies, it's all about the villain. And Nicholas Holt, who I think is just terrific, is going to be playing Lex Luthor. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, Gene Hackman played him at one time in the early movies.
That's right.
The Fantastic Four, First Steps. What's that about?
Well, I love the Fantastic Four, and what's been interesting to me about the Fantastic Four, which of course from Marvel, is that they have now tried three times to make movies about the Fantastic Four, and they've all been not just bad, catastrophically bad, just legendarily bad. And so can they make a good Fantastic Four movie? Well, the busiest guy in the movies this summer is Pedro Pascal, who is in three big movies opening up this summer. And we can't get enough of Pedro Pascal. And I have to say, I think this looks good. They had a little teaser for it after Thunderbolts. It's retro. It's set back in the era where the Fantastic Four first began in the 1960s. I think that's interesting. Eben Moss Backrack from The Bear is playing Ben Grimm, so I'm excited about that. So I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, we always joke in our family that we named our son Ben after the Thing from the Fantastic Four, whose real name is Ben Grimm. So my fingers are crossed that Fantastic Four, they're finally, after the fourth time, got it right. Now, do you know the crazy story about the first version, the first movie version of the Fantastic Four?
No.
Well, the studio that had the rights to make the movie discovered that they were about to run out. So they very quickly, in less than a week, put together a really bad movie so that they could renew the rights. And it's legendarily terrible. And the only way that you can ever see it is maybe you could find a bootleg copy at Comic-Con.
So you named your son after a dud movie. I guess you could have named him Howard after Howard the Duck.
No, we named him after the comic book hero.
Oh, okay.
The movie hadn't come out yet.
Okay. I was going to say, you could have named him Howard after Howard the Duck, but I guess...
No, that's right. That is a famous bad movie.
I liked
then we've
it.
Got a bunch of movies that are based on books, which I always look forward to. You know, Stephen King, as great as he is as a writer, he has also been behind some of the greatest movies, and not just the scary movies like It, and The Shining, but also, you know, like The Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
And I think this movie, The Life of Chuck, is going to be more, and Stand By Me. And so I think this movie is going to be more in that category. And it's about an ordinary man with a terminal illness who becomes suddenly famous as the world may be ending. And it's got a great cast, including... We were just talking about Star Wars. Mark Hamill is in this. Karen Gillan from the Guardians of the Galaxy. Chiwetel Ejiofor from 12 Years a Slave. Tom Hiddleston, who I always love. So that one, I'm very, very intrigued by that one. So, Ed McBain has also written a lot of books that have led to great movies. This one, they just showed at Cannes. It got a great reception. They surprised star Denzel Washington by giving him their highest award. It's called Highest to Lowest, and it looks like a little bit of a thriller, but it also looks like a drama. It made me think about Inside Man, which Denzel Washington also made with Spike Lee, and that's one of my favorites, so I'm looking forward to that one.
The Thursday Murder Club sounds intriguing.
Do you know about that series of books? They're crazy popular. It's an international success. And the Thursday Murder Club is the first one in the series, and it's about a group of people who live in a assisted living home. They're all retired, and they end up solving a murder. And listen to this cast. You cannot get better than this. Helen Mirren, Pierce Brosnan, Ben Kingsley, and you don't know her name maybe, but you've seen her in a lot of movies, Celia Imrie. And I think it's going to be terrific. I have so many friends who are huge fans of that book series. And so with any luck, we will get not just this movie, but we'll get the other books in the series as well.
New characters, new stories, no sequels here. These are originals, right?
That's right. Well, I've seen this first one already. It's called Bad Shabbos. Shabbos, of course, is the Jewish Sabbath, which usually begins with a Shabbat dinner on Friday night. And this particular family is having their Shabbat dinner under a tremendous amount of pressure. I think that one of the highest pressure experiences that any of us go through is bringing together the family of our loved one with our family and hoping that they will not hate each other. And that's what's going on, and then things go very, very badly. This is an extremely dark comedy. There's a dead body involved, and I thought it was actually a lot of fun. I enjoyed it very much. Kyra Sedgwick plays the mom in the family, and her son is bringing home his fiance, and for the first time, her Wisconsin family, her Wisconsin Christian Catholic family is going to come and meet the New York Jewish family, and it's about what happens then, and also the dead body that everybody's trying to hide. You know who steals the movie, though, is Method Man from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, yeah,
he plays
the
doorman of the building, and he is absolutely fantastic.
This is the first crime movie or murder movie I've ever heard of that took place on Shabbos. Okay.
I know.
Usually that's a solemn thing. You light the candles, you say the blessings, you have the challah.
You say the blessing. Well, one of the things that really made me laugh in the movie is that, you know, you have these Midwesterners who are Catholic coming to their first Shabbat dinner, and everything that starts to go wrong, the family just says, oh, it's part of our tradition. And they keep trying to be polite and going along with it. And finally they go, wait, I don't think so. I think you're making that up.
I don't understand you.
Yes, this is about a gay couple who are on vacation. They are hoping to adopt a baby, and so they're very excited about the future. And then they get mixed up with a dead body, too. This seems to be a big theme this year because we already had the trouble with Jessica, which is about a dinner party where there's a dead body. But, yeah, this is another dark comedy.
How do you pronounce this? The not Phoenician scheme. Am I saying that right?
You said it exactly
okay.
Right. The Phoenician scheme. Okay, I got to say right off the top, I'm not really a Wes Anderson fan. I know he has his very, very passionate fans, but I find his movies kind of claustrophobic because they're really more about the settings and the props than they are about the characters. But somehow he gets the biggest stars in the world. To be in his movies. Everybody is in this movie. You've got Tom Hanks, Benicio del Toro, that's two Oscar winners right there, Scarlett Johansson, Bryan Cranston, Riz Ahmed, and Benedict Cumberbatch, among the large cast. And it's a story about a very, very wealthy businessman who is very unscrupulous, and his daughter, who's a nun, that he wants to kind of take over the business. And it's about the crazy adventures they have as he goes from one person to another to try to raise money for his new project. I did not like it, so I'm telling you right now, don't waste your time.
Ooh, deep cover.
This is a hilarious idea, and I'm very intrigued by it. So did you watch the Ted Lasso series? I know you don't have streaming, right?
No. Well, I have streaming. I just never saw it, no.
All right. Well, I love the Ted Lasso series, and Nick Mohammed from that series, plus Orlando Bloom and Bryce Dallas Howard, of course, the daughter of Ron Howard and from the Jurassic Park movies. They star as would-be actors, and we all know that among the most annoying of would-be actors are the people who do improv. But what is a great job for people who do improv? They're approached by police to go undercover, because if you're good at improv, then maybe you could kind of improv your way through creating these fake characters and getting the confidence of the bad guys. So the trailer is very, very funny, so I'm hoping that the movie is going to be just that good.
You know what I taped off the TCM? You mentioned Ron Howard's name, TCM.
Yes.
Door-to-Door Maniac with Ronnie Howard and Johnny Cash.
Yes, I know. A very unusual
what a pairing in a crime movie, Door-to-Door Maniac.
I know.
I said, I got to watch this.
I think that's one of the movies that made him decide to go to the other side of the camera and be a director. I don't know if you I rewatched a lot of Columbo during the pandemic, and I had forgotten that Johnny Cash plays
yes,
one of the murderers.
One of my favorite ones where he pushes the his wife and her mother or a girlfriend or whatever out of an airplane.
He
parachutes down. And the Columbo had discovered, well, I have every Columbo on DVD. I've watched them over and over.
I love Columbo.
Yeah, Johnny Cash is great in that role as a murderer.
He is. He's absolutely terrific, although my favorites are when the John Cassavetes and
The conductor.
Cassidy. Yeah. Jack Cassidy one. Yeah, those
Jack Cassidy's favorites. Been on four of them.
I know. When he plays, I know. There's something about him that I think really brings out the best in Peter Falk.
Yeah, he's a great killer. Okay, the Materialists.
Okay, Materialists. What's intriguing about this one is that there was a surprise critically acclaimed film last year called Past Lives from a first-time director, and she did so well with that one that they have given her a big Hollywood movie to direct. So I'm very intrigued by that. Dakota Johnson plays a high-end matchmaker. She finds matches for wealthy, powerful people, and then she meets who's the big star of the summer? Pedro Pascal. And he's handsome and nice and wealthy, but she also has a handsome and nice but not wealthy ex-boyfriend, and he enters into the conflict, the romantic triangle. Which one do you think she's going to pick?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I know. In movies, I don't know.
Okay. I'm guessing it's going to be the ex-boyfriend, but we'll see. We'll talk after the movie comes out.
Okay. I don't want to run out of time, but you've seen a couple of big summer movies already. Why don't you talk about them?
Well, I did see Mission Impossible, which I thought was not quite as good as the last one, but the airplane scene where he keeps falling out of the plane and climbing back in is absolutely nuts, and you can tell it's really him. He doesn't do CGI. He does not do stunt performers. He does everything himself. The submarine, sunken submarine under the Arctic, unbelievable scene. So, you know, very exciting, very well done. As I said, I did not like the Phoenician scheme at all, and I have seen Bad Chabas, which I enjoyed very much. I think maybe the ones I'm looking forward to the most are Elio from Pixar. I think that looks absolutely terrific.
That was next on the list. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, that one looks great. It's about a little boy who feels a little lost and alone. He feels like he doesn't have any friends. And he meets an alien kid who also feels lost and alone and doesn't have any friends. And it's about what happens then. And I think that looks like a lot of fun. And then I'm also looking forward to Bad Guys, too. I really love the first Bad Guys, one of the best animated films the last few years, with Sam Rockwell and Marc Maron and Awkwafina. And that one looks like it's going to be a blast.
Hey, did you see Lilo and Stitch?
I did see Lilo and Stitch, and you know what? I wasn't expecting much because I am, like everybody else, I'm really over the idea of the live-action remakes of the Disney animated films. But to be honest with you, I'm not a huge fan of the original Lilo and Stitch, and so I was open-minded to some of the changes and additions they made, and it really won me over. I thought it was very good, and I particularly liked the slight changes that they made to the ending. I thought made it very, even more heartwarming. So yeah, I thought it was really well done.
You know, remember Barbenheimer?
Would they, yes.
Okay, well, I came up with Cruisin' Stitch.
If you had asked me to bet last week on which of those movies was going to lead the box office, I never would have said Lilo and Stitch. I would have said no one can beat Tom Cruise. But who knew that all the little kids were clamoring to go to Lilo and Stitch, and I think it's going to do very well. One of the things that makes the Lilo and Stitch movies, both of them, the original and the remake, so great is that they have these fantastic Elvis songs on the soundtrack. So I love the idea that there are going to be a lot of six-year-olds now going around singing Hunka Hunka Burnin' Love.
You know, I think one of the things, and I can't swear by this, but I think one of the things that benefited Lilo and Stitch is the short running time, because they can get more showings in than the Tom Cruise movies, almost 3 hours. I mean, they can't get as many showings in. So
I think that's right, but I think that that it may be in more theaters to even it out. I don't know, but you're right. That does make a difference. Although a lot of people have complained that the original Lilo Stitch is like 84 minutes and the new one is almost 2 hours.
But no, it is that long. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's a lot for little kids.
Yeah. It's a lot for me.
Yeah. So, The Karate Kid, by the way. I saw that last night.
Yeah.
And Karate Kid Legends, and that was really good. Although, William Zabka, who, of course, from the original film, they say he's in it, but he's only in it at the very end.
No. Ralph Macchio is always going to be my cousin Vinny. He'll always be that. Forget the Karate
Kid.
Yeah,
and he does not age. He looks just great.
I know. He's got one of those genes in him that doesn't age him.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't get to all of them, but here's what you can do. All the movies we spoke about, you have the trailers at moviemom.com, so you can actually see the trailers to all the movies you talked about, and the few we didn't get to at the end, you can see and read about them. And what I want to do is, to the end of the summer, have you back and see how we did.
Okay. It's a deal.
If you asked me to invest in movies, I would never have invested in Lilo and Stitch in a million years, Super Mario Brothers. What's the one they just had out recently? The Minecraft. I would never invest in these movies. And that's why.
And you know who directed Minecraft is the people behind Napoleon Dynamite. So got that quirkiness to it.
That's Pedro for president, right?
Yes, that's right.
I
and Jamiroquai, dancing to Jamiroquai.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much. The Movie Mom is Nell Minow. Go to moviemom.com. You can see all the trailers to all the summer movies we talked about. Moviemom.com. If you missed it, we're going to podcast this. Should be up in a day or two, maybe even by the end of the day today. And Nell, thank you very much. One of my favorites. I love having
Always
you with us.
Always a pleasure. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All right, Nell Minow, The Movie Mom. Rising.